所以在这里，我们应该如何回应这样子伟大的神，而且如何来回应神要做的复兴的工作
？And how do we respond to such an awesome God? And how do we respond to the work of revival that He wants to do?
啊，所以在这边我们简单的提一下，神叫以西结发两次的预言。
And so we mentioned here, and we see that God wanted Ezekiel to prophesy twice.
这两次的预言是非常有讲究的。
And there's actually, we need to be very careful to understand why.
第一次的预言是对着骸骨发。
And the very first prophecy was concerning the bones.
我不晓得，你们假想一下哈。
I wanted you just to imagine. Let's think about it.
刚刚那幅图画，如果主突然把你放进去了哈。
That picture that you just saw, let's really just imagine all of a sudden the Lord picked you up and put you right in the middle of it.
要你讲跟以西结一样的话。
And God wanted you to say the exact words that Ezekiel said.
枯干的骸骨啊。
Oh, dry bones.
你们要听耶和华的话。
Hear the word of the Lord.
我会主说主枯干的骸骨哪里能听呢、啊、
？And then I will say, Lord, these dry bones, how are they going to be able to hear me?
你如果叫我向你祷告 我可以做
And if you want me to cry out to you, God, I could do that
你如果叫我说神啊求你让枯干的骸骨能够复活这个祷告我可以做
And you say, Lord, if you want me to pray to you and say, God, please allow these dry bones to come to life I could pray such a prayer, I could say such words
居然叫我去对这个枯干的骸骨说枯干的骸骨啊
But the Lord is commanding me to speak to the dry bone, oh, dry bone
你们有没有谁饿了两顿没有吃，结果突然看到地上有一个鸡骨头，对他说：“骨头啊，复活！”
And have you ever been so hungry that you missed a couple of meals and you saw a chicken bone on the ground and say, "Hey, dry bone, come to life!"
啊，变成一个鸡腿，我要吃。
Come and become a drumstick that I can eat you.
我们不会这样祷告的。
You wouldn't pray that way, right?
我们会祷告说：“神啊，你给我一点饭吃。”
And we would pray, Lord, please.Give me something to eat.
所以你不要小看先知的信心啊。
Do not despise the faith of this prophet.
神说你去对枯干的骸骨说，枯干的骸骨啊，你要听耶和华的话。
And the Lord told the prophet to say, "Oh, dry bone, hear the word of the Lord."
所以如果你在带小组讲到带师，发现底下有 dry bone, 不要灰心啊。
And I would encourage you if you're a small group leader or your worship leader, and while you're serving, you discover that in the room there are dry bones.
你就凭信心说就是了。
Then by faith you proclaim it.
我们负责说，神负责叫他活。
It's our responsibility to speak to it.God's job is to make it to come alive.
所以第一个预言是对着骸骨发预言，就是对着死亡的局面、没有盼望的局面，宣告神的应许。
The very first prophecy is to prophesy into to the this hopelessness.
神说什么，我就告诉你什么。
Whatever God tells me to say, I'm going to speak to it.
这是神话语的出口，这是我们要。都要学的。
These are the words of the Lord. This is what we need to learn.
我们就是凭信心对着那样子的局面说神的话。
By faith and the circumstances that we're in, speak the words that the Lord has given us to speak.
所以约翰福音第五章二十五节，主耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你们。”
In John chapter 5, the Lord says, "Truly, truly, I say to you."
时候将到，现在就是了。
The time will come, and now it is.
使人要听见神儿子的声音，听见的人就要活了。
The dead will hear the voice of the Son of Man, and they shall live.
弟兄姊妹，你要晓得，当神每一次说话的时候
，Brothers, whenever God speaks,
一定有事情发生。
Something will happen.
当神说话的时候
，Whenever God speaks,
我们用信心来回应，你就要亲眼看见神的话怎么样子的成就。
When you respond to the word of God, then you will witness what the Lord will do.
所以诗篇二十九篇说到耶和华的声音大有能力，满有威严。
And Psalm 29 says the word of God is with great might and great authority.
他说他可以震碎黎巴嫩的香柏树。
And it said it can shatter the cedars of Lebanon.
他可以使火焰分叉。
That he can split the flames.
他可以使整个旷野震动。
And the entire wilderness would be shaken.
哦，弟兄姊妹，神说话一定有能力，而且一定有事情发生。
And brothers and sisters, when God speaks, there is power, and something will happen.
所以当主耶稣说使人听见神儿子的声音就要活了。
And when Jesus says, when the dead hears the voice of the Son of God, then they will live.
巴不得我们都来经历这句话。
And I pray that we would all personally experience what the Lord said.
我跟你说，我个人不知道死过多少次。
And I will tell you me personally of how many times that I've actually died.
有时候小死，有时候装死，有时候赖死，但有的时候是真死了。
Sometimes I'm pretending to be dead. Sometimes I want to just be dead. Sometimes I'm really dead.
我觉得我没有盼望。
I felt like I was without hope.
可是当主一说话的时候
But whenever the Lord speaks,
你原来是低到这么低的你想再爬也得爬个几天几个礼拜的
And I was so low and to the point where I was trying to get myself up, I couldn't get up
但是当神说话的时候我再低再死我可以马上活起来
But whenever the Lord speaks into my soul, no matter how low I am, all of a sudden I am raised up
同样我们面对的局面也是这样
Similarly, the things that we encounter in our lives are the same way.
很多的时候我们觉得不可能啊。
Oftentimes we will look at it and we say, that's impossible.
我祷告神不听。
I pray for so long, God, you're not listening to me.
我爱的家人死了。
Those whom I love, they died.
我放弃了，我不要信你了。
I'm giving up. I am not going to believe in you anymore.
你这样子的死人神还是可以让我活过来
But even in such a heart that is dead towards him God will cause it to come to life
虽然神不见得叫你死掉的家人活过来
Maybe the Lord would not cause you to be dead and your
你的 family 死掉的家人
Your family member to come back to life
因为我们有一天都要去见主的
Because one day we will all to go, well, we'll go to see him
但是神能够让我这个活着的死人重新活过来那更是更大的神迹
But when God is able to allow someone who is dead while still walking to come to life that is a greater miracle
所以我们一起要来渴慕那位说话的神继续对我们说话对教会说话
We need to long for this God who speaks to us, who speaks to his church.
所以弟兄姊妹一定要为着教会话语的出口祷告我不是说只 为我们传道人
And brothers and sisters, I ask all of you to pray for those who are speaking of God's behalf. I'm not just talking about those who are preaching.
神借着诗歌说话
God will speak.Through songs.
神借着弟兄姊妹祷告说话
The Lord will speak through the prayer, brothers and sisters.
神借着弟兄姊妹分享见证说话
The Lord will speak through the testimony and the sharing of brothers and sisters.
小组查经说话
And through our Bible study, God will speak.
如果我们真的为着教会每一个神可以说话的管道来祷告的话我相信教会今天充满了生命活力的
And if we truly pray for every channel by which God is able to speak, this church will be full of life. It will be vibrant.
我们需要神的话
We need the Lord's word.
你看我们这块地怎么可能会得到？因为神说话，我们才得到的。
And the only reason why we were able to occupy this property is because God spoke.
2004年5月24号，神说你们上去得那地为业，主能得胜，我们就因着这句话进来了。
2004, the Lord gave word and said, "Go and take possession of that land. You are more than able to overcome." By faith, we went and claimed it.
根本是不可能的不可能的不可能但是神说话事情就成就
It was absolutely, absolutely, absolutely impossible But the Lord spoke
翻译的太好了弟兄姊妹 我们需要对我们这位说话的神充满了渴慕
And brothers and sisters, we need to have a longing for this God who speaks
当神说话的时候
When he speaks
连死的人都要活过来
Even the dead will come to life
那个神叫他对枯干的骸骨说话
And again the Lord says prophesy to the dry bones
他说了
So he said it
他说第七节于是我遵命说预言
Verse 7 it says so I prophesied
他说正说的时候
And as I was commanded
不料有响声
And as I prophesied there was a noise
有地震
And suddenly a rattling
骨和骨互相联络
And the bones came together bone to bone
但是圣经上却告诉我们
And the scripture tells us
只是他们还没有气息
Yet they did not have breath in them
所以主第九节人子啊你要发预言向风发预言说主耶和华如此说气息啊要从四方而来吹在这些被杀的人身上使他们活了
And verse 9 Then he said to me Prophesy to the breath Prophesy son of man And say to the breathThus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live.
第十节，于是我遵命说预言，气息就进入骸骨，骸骨便活了，并且站起来，成为极大的军队。
Verse 10, So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army.
我们说过这一段的圣经十四节，他说我必将我的灵放在你们里面，你们就要活了。
Verse 14 says, I will put my spirit in you and you shall live.
跟以西结书三十六章二十七节是一模一样的话，我必将我的灵放在你们里面。
It is exactly the same as chapter 36, verse 27. I will put my spirit within you.
换句话说，以西结的第二个预言是对着圣灵发的。
And so the second prophecy that God commanded Ezekiel to say was concerning the Holy Spirit.
他在这里呼求圣灵。来实现神的应许，能够让骸骨复活，能够成为军队。
He called upon the Holy Spirit to come and fulfill the very work of God that these dry bones may become a living army.
所以施布真说第一个预言是 preaching, 讲道。
Brother Spurgeon says, the very first prophesying is preaching.
凭信心宣告神的应许。
By faith proclaim God's promises.
他说第二个预言叫 praying, 叫祷告。
The second prophecy is called praying.
祷告圣灵。在圣灵里祷告。
And we pray in the Spirit of God, we pray to the Holy Spirit.
让圣灵进来做工。
That the Holy Spirit would come and do his work.
那我就想问弟兄姊妹，神为什么要分 two steps?
So I want to ask brothers and sisters, have you ever thought why the Lord would use two steps?
为什么要分两次？
Why these two commands?
为什么不像对拉撒路一样一叫就出来了？
Why did he just make one command and summon Lazarus? He just came forth.
弟兄姊妹，神当然可以一次就叫他们全部都起来。
It's easy for God to give one command and the dry bones would just become a living army.
而是在这里神再一次的等于在这里为了教育我们。
God is taking the opportunity to educate us.
让我们不仅仅看见神应许的宝贵，神话语的重要。
Not only do we come to see the importance and the preciousness of God's promises and His words.
特别要提醒我们，我们没有办法只靠理性去了解去相信。
To remind us that we cannot just believe based on our mere understanding.
我们需要圣灵。
We need the Holy Spirit.
神所有复兴的工作都是借着主的话跟主的灵。
All the revival of the Lord is all based on the Word of God and the Spirit of God.
它根本就是一个。
And they are one, actually.
主说我说的话就是灵，就是生命。
The Lord says, the word that I speak to you, they are spirit, they are life.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
In the beginning was the Word was God, the Word was with God.
神的话本身就是能力，神的话本身就是灵。
The Word of God is His power, is His spirit.
但是因为我们人的问题。
But because the problem is with man.
我们很容易去分。
And oftentimes we want to divide things up.
我相信信主了一段时间，你现在了解今天的基督教的问题。
If you've been a Christian for some time, you begin to understand the problem in Christianity today.
就有一般人非常注重研究神学，研究圣经，研究主的话。
There is a group of people that is really focused on studying the Word of God and diving deep into the Word of God.
他们祷告没有力量。这个圣灵的能力在他们身上显不出来。
And when they pray, the power of God is not evidential in their lives.
那又有一些人只注重经历，不注重神的话。
And there's another group of people that only focus on their experiences and never come and look at the Word of God.
天天强调特殊的经历，特殊的恩赐。
And every single day, they hold fast to their own experiences and their giftings.
我讲的是比较极端的，就是比较不正常的，才会把它分开成这样子。
And I speak of the extremes.And again, this is an unhealthy manifestation.
它根本就不应该分。
They should never be separated.
创世纪第一章就告诉我们，地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上。然后神说要有光就有光，有主的灵，有主的话。
And Genesis tells us, in the beginning, the earth was void without form, and deep darkness covered the whole earth. But when the Lord spoke and said, "Let there be light," light came.
讲到全副的军装的时候，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
When we talk about putting on the full armor of God, that the word of God is the sword of the spirit.
神的话一定要在圣灵里来用。
And the word of God needs to be utilized, used in the spirit of God.
我不去举了，还有很多的例子。
There's so many examples.
这里就是一个很好的例子。
And here we see a wonderful illustration.
全部都长好了。
Everything came to form.
只是没有气息。
But it had not breath of life.
在 Silicon Valley 的弟兄姊妹，我们就要小心这个陷阱哈。
And brothers, I would say for those of us who live here in the Silicon Valley, we need to be careful of this trap.
大家都很会读书。
We are all excellent students.
我们太容易掉到理性的探讨跟分享。
Very easily we would fall into the discussion, the dialogue, and the study.
从外面看，跟真的人一样。
Outwardly, when you look at these who are the flesh and the sinew and the skin, they look like they're real people.
他都帮我翻译了，有骨头，有肉，有皮，什么都有。
The bones, the sinew, the flesh, the skin, it's all there.
但是没有气息。
But they had no breath.
他甚至比骸骨还可怕。
And it's actually more scarier than the dry bones.
骸骨你知道他不可能复活了。
And these dry bones, they're on the ground, you know, they're just dead. Nothing would happen with them.
这个有血有肉，什么都有的，万一他突然跳起来。
And this thing has everything of a human form. Now, I don't know what it's going to do.
所以没有生命的死人比骸骨还可怕。
These corpses that are dead.Are more dreadful than the dry bones.
Oh, 刚才唱的诗歌，我们需要圣灵，我们没有从来没有像现在这么需要圣灵。
Francis, when we worship early, when we sung, "Oh, Holy Spirit, we need you." There's never been a time that we need the Spirit of God even more.
所以先知在这样祷告的时候，风要从四方刮来。
And so the prophet prophesies that the four winds.
圣经里面的风气跟灵是同一个字的。
And the wind and the breath is but the same word in the original language.
所以神吹气在亚当的身上，亚当就成了有灵的活人。
And when the Lord breathed on Adam, Adam became a living soul, a living person.
主耶稣复活以后，向门徒吹一口气，说你们受圣灵。
And when Jesus resurrected, he breathed on the disciples and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
希伯来的字根里面气风。都是同一个字，五旬节大风吹过，大家被圣灵充满。
In the Hebrew text, this wind and the breath, it is of the same word. It is the Spirit of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要圣灵的经历。
Brothers and sisters, we need to experience the Holy Spirit.
我真的求主，我自己真的非常需要更深的圣灵的经历。
Oh, how I say it, I declare to you, I need fuller experience of the Holy Spirit.
没有圣灵，我们很多都是字句。
And without the Holy Spirit.All we know are just words.
这保罗劝我们，我们的侍奉不要照着遗文的旧样，要按着圣灵的新样。
And Paul admonishes us that as we live, as we serve, do not live and serve according to the letters, but by the newness of the Spirit of God.
圣灵里面满了生命，满了能力，满了新鲜。
And the Holy Spirit is full of life, full of power, full of freshness.